Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
It's not always easy to see what is coming at you, or better yet, for you. You need someone in your corner who can help you navigate those blind spots. Life Coach Today has a unique ability to guide you toward clarity with compassionate coaching and an amazing sense of humor. As a coach for over 15 years, Life Coach Today has been working closely with people and freeing them to live their best life. If you are in a spot where your best friend's advice or family member's tips are not working for you, you want to step onto the playing field of life with a coach who will walk with you and support you in tapping into the best in you. When you are done with Life Coach Today, you will be the change you want to see. We'll give you practical tools to finally embrace all of you and empower you to step into your greater yet to be. For a 45 minutes complimentary session, email Life Coach Today at ask@lifecoachtoday.com. That's ask@lifecoachtoday.com or call 678-561-0607. That's 678-561-0607. Be still. Listen. And be transformed.
This presence is everywhere. Love is everywhere. Peace is everywhere. Joy is everywhere. These are eternal qualities, not merely the absence of conflict. These are eternal qualities that are real, but they need instrumentality through which to express through.
From Agape International Spiritual Center in Los Angeles, California, a visionary, author, one of the teachers of The Secret.
Everything is energy. Energy is never destroyed, never created, and it becomes exactly what you put your attention on. And there's enough for everyone.
Dr. Michael Bernard Beckwith and Ricky Byers Beckwith are coming to Atlanta's Hillside International Truth Center with Living from the Overflow, How to Embody a Consciousness of Wealth, Saturday, September 7th.
So we are not here to beg God to come down and give us a miracle. You are the miracle. You're the miracle already. And the presence is waiting for you to up-level your filaments, your wattage, so that that which is potential, that is everywhere, can have access so that you can express it.
This soul-filled, thought-provoking workshop will teach you ways to cultivate a spiritual understanding of authentic wealth, how to activate the law of abundance in all areas of your life, how to set your intention and focus your attention, your ticket to transformation. Michael Bernard Beckwith at Hillside, Saturday, September 7th. Tickets are only $42, representing Hillside's 42nd anniversary. Get tickets and more at hillsideinternational.org.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Yes, indeed. Be the change you want to see. It's such a beautiful day, a beautiful moment to just embrace all that life is, all the joy, all the good, all the opportunities to grow, to expand, to know, to be reminded of who and what I am, who and what you are. It's all about consciousness. I listened to that commercial with Reverend Michael Bernard Beckwith and Ricky Byers Beckwith coming to Atlanta, and I'm just smiling. It's like, oh, my God, this is it. You know, I'm hearing it in a different kind of way. Everything is energy, and we are the miracle. We are the answer. Prosperity consciousness. Money is not your issue. It's just a distraction. It's an excuse. When you make money, when you allow money to be your issue, when you think money is the reason you can't do it, it's an excuse. It's a distraction. It's an excuse to play small. It's an excuse not to show up. We are one with the one. And we're going to talk more about that. Woo! Calm down, Troy. I know you're excited. You know, when I think about my life, I get excited too. We'll be back. Troy Horn, Miracles.
We'll think about sunlight. We'll think about rain. We'll think about my life and the beauty love brings. When I think about my family, when I think about friends, suddenly everything is beautiful. So I think it all again. Every smile you share, every heart you heal, is leaving your mark on the planet, saying you are here.
We are
it's hard to remember, yeah, all the gifts we had until we have to surrender, oh, when the times turn bad. So when you think about tragedy, yeah, and when you think about pain, remember hope's around the corner calling out your name. Every smile you share, every heart you heal, is leaving your mark on the planet, saying you are here.
We are miracles. We are miracles. If you hear me now, we are miracles. Calling all the soldiers, standing for peace, yeah. All the freedom fighters, loving without, yeah.
for me to learn. I know what I prefer. I know what I desire, but this is what I'm living right now. So let me listen up. Let me pay attention. You are the miracle, and we need each other. The question is, if this was a community, this, what is this? Everybody that's listening to this show, I don't care if it's live or online, or live, that's you, or on the phone. If we are the community, do we have enough resources to sustain ourselves? If we're the only, you know, there's no utility company, but we just got each other. Do we have enough resources to support ourselves? And don't just answer that from an intellectual perspective. Oh, yeah, of course. No, just if you were, think of your community, the people you're with on a day-to-day basis, the people you care about, the people you kind of like, but, oh, they get on your nerve. If suddenly, somehow, you're cut off from the rest of the world and you have each other, do you have enough? Do you believe, do you know that there is enough to sustain your community? Wait for the answer. Therein lies your miracles. Don't be afraid of the answers to come up for you. Don't be afraid to meet yourself. Don't be afraid to know yourself. Don't even be afraid of fear. Don't even be afraid of the idea of lack. You are the miracle. We are the miracle. Troy Horn. And the song is Miracles. To find out more about Troy Horn, his website address is troyhorn.com. TROYHORNE. It's a good day. It's a good day to be prosperity in action. It's a good day to be the love. It's a good day to love yourself differently. Oh my God, it's a good day to just fall in love with yourself, and you just feel this tingles move through your body. It's like, what? You mean, wait a minute, you mean I'm one with God, the all good? The inexhaustible good? That I just have to shift our thinking about myself? That's it? Nah, it can't be that simple. Oh, it is. It is. It is so simple. That's why for most of us it is so challenging, because it is so simple. Oh, I tell you, it is so simple. It is so simple. It's like, we are taught, educated to just figure out the impossible and go deep and think and think and think. Yeah, you can do that, but life is simple. It is. It's not that deep. You just got to go deep in consciousness and allow deep to call out to deep. Allow God to call out to God as you. Just breathe in the breath of life. Breathe in the abundance of life. Breathe in your life. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. Relax. And everything that you brought to this show, the concerns, the worries, the doubts, the fears, the challenges, just bring it to the circle of love. And collectively, we've created a circle. The circle of love, the circle of life. And no, I'm not going to sink. And just see that fire in the middle. I know some of us are attached to our issues. They're like, well, but you don't understand. I want to put in a fire, but you got. I just got to tell you how I end up with it. We don't care. Ain't nobody gives a flip about your issues. Put it in the fire. The more issues we can put in the fire, the brighter, the brighter the fire will burn. But we can all see. Please pick it. Call your family, call your ex, call your ex-wife, ex-husband, your neighbors, the people that work here. Tell them bring their issues. That's the end of the show. That's your healing right there. You don't believe that you're healing, put your whole self in the fire. But you won't get burned if you understand that you are one with the fire. If you never walked on the fire, I have. And when you walk with your mind, you can walk on fire and you won't get burned. It's all about how you're thinking about it. Oh, that's a whole different conversation for a whole different show. Ain't nobody got time for that. Folks want to talk about prosperity. I don't know who the heck is talking right now. Can I do my show, please? I had to find an old man walking on my body. Anyway, good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning in to yourself and tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins, change is inspired, and you can't help but make a difference. Because you are change on legs. You are change in a human form. You are transformation. You are transformed. Now let it be. Release it. Walk in it. Be it. Give it. Receive it. Just let it be. You're listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show on Life Conversations Radio. And we're here Monday to Wednesday, 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern. I am your host, and I am is the host. Let's get that real clear. And the I Am presence is uniquely expressing as Life Coach at a... I'm not even going to waste time talking about that. I just had a thought. And today's topic, today's conversation, today's theme is prosperity consciousness. Money is not your issue. Money is not the issue. I don't care how much you don't have in your bank account. I don't care how much you do have in your bank account. Money is not your issue. I feel so much moving through me. I just got to just pace myself because I want to go. I feel like I'm about to take off. Thank you for being here. Those of you listening on the phone lines, thank you so much. Those of you listening online and wherever you are, wherever you're listening from, maybe you just have if you've elevated in consciousness that you can just be anywhere, not use a phone or computer, you can still tune into this conversation. Those of you listening on the archive, thank you. Thank you for tuning in because we're all part of this. We're all creating this prosperity party. This party that we've put together many years ago that we may remind ourselves, dude, it's not that deep. Relax. Chill out. We welcome our within radio listeners, silent listeners, disguised as guests. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, there's more. Can I move out of the way a little bit just for Steph to do her thing? Can y'all just hold on? We're ready to hear what needs to happen, but just give us a minute. We need a minute or two. To you, probably it's like a second. The number is 347-426-3346. Take a breath. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in all the issues, all the drama. Woo! 347-426-3346. Press 1 on your keypad for your questions. What do you have to give? What do you have to offer? Where are you blocked? Where are you stuck? What lie are you telling yourself? What is the truth about you? What are you holding on to? What are you afraid to let go of? Today is your day to give birth to yourself. Hello, Celeste. How are you doing?
I'm
great life coach. How are you?
I am grateful. I am grateful. Okay.
I have to tell you something.
Okay. You can't let anybody hear what you're going to tell me. We're going to keep it a secret. So whisper in my ear, going.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. I woke up so feisty today, man.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Man,
look. I just have to tell you. It was like extra. It was extra. I was on fire today. And not on fire like, ooh-wee, I'm all passionate and excited about life. But I mean fire like, if you come too close or you say something too crazy, you might mean nothing. And I'm not because any other time I would front and be like, oh, no, I don't do anything like that. Oh, no, it's true. It's going down or was going to go down until I looked at something. You know Mars is in Leo today. So I just want Mark Hudson, God bless you, man. Because Mark Hudson from 1-2 House doing his thing at the same time that we're doing our thing, I just have to say thank you, my brother, my astrological brother. I think that I have just would have been creating all kinds of stories. But yes, Mars is in Leo. That's fire.
I know that's right. See, we think we know sometimes. We don't. It's like we just can't let an experience be. The blood of God is moving through you. You feel it fiery. That fire is coursing through your body. You're like, oh my God, I'm going to drag somebody up. But you were being activated from the goddess within. And you were going to go start calling the goddess within something else.
The devil made me do it. But I feel like I never even
talked to you. The devil don't have you in the Rolodex, don't have you on Google.
I'm joking.
No, you're not.
No, that's a funny story I would have created. The devil made me do it. But I'm
well,
cool.
You know. Listen, even if you're not joking, it's okay. Being a spiritual spirit. Listen, hold on. This is good stuff. It's okay. Because most of us, we don't do that devil thing. We don't believe in giving away our power. So we choose a spiritual path. And then we get on the spiritual path and say, oh my God, it was my ego. My ego was all in the way. I should have been more loving. It's the same thing. So it's okay. You don't have to say I'm joking. Human nature has a need, a desire to see, oh, maybe there's something else, because it looks like something else. Okay, go ahead. I'm done.
No, that's beautiful. No, I needed that. I receive. Yeah, so what does it mean? It's like, I'm not putting this on all of y'all, but I'm just saying for me, in my experience, I felt fire. Fire's coming twice. Mars is a fiery planet. War and aggression, but it's also about motivation and sexuality. And then you got that Leo, the lion, which is also fire, which is also stubborn because it's fixed. So this energy is going to be around until October. It's to help us get things done today. So what an amazing show you have today with this prosperity consciousness. And we've got this Mars energy, like, let's go do it. And Leo's like, I got you. I'm the lion.
Yes. Courage in action. That's what I'm talking about. Courage in action. Perfect day to do to have the conversation. Good. Anybody else wants to call in and confess? Come in. I have sinned, Father. Okay, what is it? Talk to me. We all got to confess that we've been lying, that we've been pretending that we don't have the gift. That we are limited, that there isn't enough. It's time for you to come to the Father. And we don't need a glass or window between us. I want to see you. Actually, you already have that, so just call it.
Thank you for allowing me to have that moment.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get to talk to you this morning, so we had to do it on the air, buddy.
Okay, I understand. So what you got for us today?
I have your announcements, Life Coaching Bay. Are you ready for them?
I am ready for life. Bring it, because I am bubbling up with just so much information that I have for myself. And because you guys are just going to, you just come to watch me talk to myself, really. So, you know, if it inspires you, great. If it doesn't, good stuff.
All right. Okay, we're all centered now. I feel the water flowing. All is well. Hello, family. Welcome to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. My name is Celeste Morgan, and I'll be keeping you informed of all of the happenings going on with the Ask Life Coach Today radio show and LifeConversationsRadio.com. You can find the Metaphysical Rebel, a.k.a. Life Coach Today, right here from Monday through Wednesday, 12 until 2 p.m. Eastern. If you happen to miss him live, all the shows are archived. You can even subscribe on iTunes by entering Life Conversations. You don't have to go a day without Life Coach Today. Call in with your questions, thoughts, and anything you're dealing with so Life Coach Today can support you. The call-in number is 347-426-3346, and make sure to press 1 on your keypad. Now, if you can't call in, post your questions on the Ask Life Coach Today fan like page. Please be sure to create a new posting. We want to make sure we get to you. Now, if you don't do or can't get on Facebook, go to LifeConversationsMedia.com. Hover on the Life Conversations Radio menu. Then you will see a drop-down menu. Click on the Ask Life Coach Today button and fill in the email. You can also join me around 1 for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, where I offer the energy of the day. Did you know that you have access to Life Coach Today any time of the day? Yes, you do. You can email him any questions you may have, and he will answer them on the air. The email address is ask@lifecoachaday.com. Is there a topic you would like Life Coach Today to explore on an upcoming show? You can email him that too. Let's get Life Coach Today's perspective on what you see moving and shaking in the world that is impacting you. The theme for the month of August is living your soul's intention. We also have exciting shows on the Life Conversations Radio Network. Tomorrow is Ancestral Blueprints with Life Coach Today and Lisa Iverson. Tune in to learn how the unacknowledged truth in your ancestral blueprints may still be influencing your life today. Be sure to join Mbasa Safera for the play experience. Have you played with yourself today? Have you passionately loved and appreciated you? If not, you're invited to take a trip on the playground every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern. Also, be sure to join me for the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern, where we connect with introspective tools like tarot to get you more clarity about your life's journey. For more info, go to LifeConversationsMedia.com. You'll find a calendar and a listing of all the shows. Did you know that the Ask Life Coach Today radio show is syndicated? It is on Within Radio every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern. For more info, go to inspirebroadcasting.com. Finally, you have an opportunity to contribute to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. Go to lifeconversationsmedia.com, then hover, don't click, on the Life Conversations radio menu. Then click the Ask Life Coach Today drop-down menu, and you will see a donate button on the right-hand side. Or you can also go to Life Conversations Radio and or the Ask Life Coach Today fan like page on Facebook and click the donate button. We thank you guys for being such a blessing. Now that wraps up your announcements. Let's welcome back Life Coach Today.
Where do they need to go again? Are you sure you know the way?
Do you want to know the way? They need to go to the Ask Life Coach
Do you want to know the way? The way in is the way out. I'm not going to sing today. I want to really rest my... I got a concert tonight, and my voice coach said, don't do too much singing, so I won't sing. And some people in the chat room are like...
I said, you can sing all you want, but don't try it, baby. I told you. I got a little fire over here.
I got a little fire, though. Ooh, you don't want none of this. Ooh, you don't want none of this. You know I talked about the fire at the beginning of the show, right? So bring all the fire. We could just put you in the middle and dump our issues on you. How about that?
There we go. I'll burn it up.
That's right.
So the fire, go to the Ask Life Coach Today fan like page on Facebook. You can also donate
there. There you go. Yes. Donate now. Give. Prosperity consciousness. Money's not your issue, so you got no excuse. Yes, thank you, Celeste. Ooh, I screwed that one in, didn't I?
Yeah.
And it's true. It's true. Thank you. It's true. You know, part of this show for me, I tell you, listeners, my show is an extension of my conversation with myself, with God, my growth. And yes, why not contribute to something that inspires you? Why don't we do that sometime? Why do we make excuses? You know, there's so much more. People say, well, it's a spiritual gift. And I'm not just talking about the show now, and I am, but I'm talking even broader. People say, well, it's a gift from God. You shouldn't charge from it. This is starting to show. This is starting me from a different place. I thought I was going to go somewhere else. But it's all the excuses that we make to not give back to ourselves, to not give back to what feeds us. It's like, think of something that feeds your soul. Why would you not want to contribute? Sometimes it's in the form, energy in the form of money. Sometimes it's energy in the form of your time. Sometimes it's in the form of your talent. Okay, I just process. This is coming. This is supposed to come later, but hey, I say, use me, speak through me. Woo, this might rub you the wrong way, but you know, spot it, you got it. If it triggers something, there's room for healing. You know, not just on this show and other shows. And I'm not discouraging it or encouraging them, just saying we, in order to recognize who and what we are, as I said earlier, we must not be afraid of what we believe ourselves. When people call in, I've been having a lot of thought about a lot of things. And this is just one or two things out of the many things that I've been thinking about. You know, I listen to different shows. I mean, you guys do. And you, I've called in. Well, actually, I don't call readers. Have I ever called a reader? But anyway, get to the point, man. No, nobody's interested in that. Get to the point. Come on. They're listening. Okay, so people call in, and have people who call in regularly for a reader. They want reading, and or just, yeah, readers. Or calling for, you know, they're blocked and stuck somewhere, and they hear or receive the answer. And it's like, oh, my God, that's just what I need. And now they take that information and transform their lives, and they're grateful. But sometimes some people forget to invest in the energy that is sustaining them. Prosperity. Money is not the issue. We value our spiritual resources, but at the same time, we don't. Because we can say we do. We can say we are supported by a friendly universe. But what does that mean? If you're supported by a friendly universe, does that mean sometimes? Does that mean when you think you have money or not? Does that mean when you think you don't have any friends? Does that mean you're supported by a friendly universe when you're having a health challenge? Or are you supported by a friendly universe when you're healthy? When your life is abundant? Are you supported by the universe when things are challenging? When you're grieving? When someone you love so dearly died? And you don't know, you don't even know who you are. You're sitting on your bed staring at the wall. Are you still surrounded by the friendly universe? Or are you being punished by some god or some entity, something outside of yourself who took your mom, who took your dad, who took your child? It's time to wake up and be the miracle that we are. We're talking prosperity consciousness. And for those who need it, we're talking prosperity from a spiritual perspective. Yes, there's the material prosperity. And that's fine. That's cool. But there is a tendency, if you don't work with your consciousness, if you haven't mastered the spiritual prosperity, you start defining yourself by what you have or don't have. And when you begin to feel low or feel that your value is not, I don't know, high enough, think you're worth and need some adjustment, you may focus on buying more things so you can improve, expand, activate your worth, and then you buy or do whatever you think you needed to feel better because you so believe in it. You don't even know that you're addicted to material wealth. You've been conditioned. You've been taught. You've allowed yourself to believe that who you are is defined about what's defined. It's based on what you have or where you live. Or how much you have in your bank account or don't have in your bank account. You've allowed yourself to believe that who you are is based on, you know, how great your life is. So if you seem to be going through a challenge, there's something wrong with who you are. There's an issue. There's something you need to learn. Yes, always. But who you are is who you are is what I'm getting at. But the conversation today, I guess we're going to dance between the material prosperity and the spiritual prosperity. And what do I mean when I say that? I'm talking about prosperity, a state of consciousness that is rooted in God, if that doesn't work for you. And I don't know if I can do it, but maybe I can. I really want to move that God, that title, that God out of the way for a minute and use source, use universe, use love, use life. Because God has so many connotations. Sometimes the idea, just like with that, where God brings up so many problems and so many issues and so many, you know what I mean. I'm so glad I don't have my webcam. I'm undoing all this movement. But I'm working on that. We're going to start streaming the show through YouTube soon. I tried it last week, but it didn't quite work out yet. But we're doing some things. But anyway, back to the matter at hand. Prosperity. Spiritual prosperity, prosperity, period, is the consciousness that is rooted in source, in the universe, in a divine. As the abundant, everywhere present resource, it's unfailing. And it's always, always ready and available for those who open themselves up to it through faith. See, this conversation we're having is for those who said, oh, okay, I want to know who I am. You're listening because there's something in you that's calling you to go deeper and step up. That there's so much more to life. But there's also responsibility to listen, to hear, and to making yourself available to this conversation. There is a responsibility for every choice. Now, what I'm sharing, I'm just activating thoughts for you. But you get to try it out. You get to push the apply button. You get to say, this is a whole lot of BS. You need money. I don't care what you say. I never said that, but anyway, I didn't say you didn't. But wherever you stand, you have to, at the end of the day, you're going to stand with yourself. It's all about you and my role on this planet. This is why I came here, is to teach the truth, to tell the truth, to be the truth for my own soul salvation. And this is one channel through which I am sharing, teaching, being the truth. And we've all made a soul agreement that you will be here. And I said, I got you. So my question to you is, what do you have for the community? What you got? What you got for us? What are you willing to let go today? Is your consciousness rooted in source, in life, in love, in the universe, as the abundant, everywhere present resource? Do you trust that no matter what, no matter what, no matter what, that source will always resource you? So if you have $10 left to your name, if you have 50 cents left to your name, and someone asks for it, do you trust that source will resource you and you can give it to somebody else who's asking you? Or do you say, I wish I can help you, but I've only got a dollar to my name. I've only got a dime to my name. Or I ain't got shift to give you. Even that's a lie. Let's do some body checks here. Let's do some alignment checks. You know, take your car in for an alignment, oil change, a checkup. Let's do your energy checkup. I'm going to say a word. And I invite you to participate. It's an invitation. You can say yes or no. Just because someone invites you somewhere doesn't mean you have to go. You can say yes or no. That's what the invitation is. Yes, no. So I'm going to say one word. And I want you to just do a body check and listen to the first thought. Here it comes. One word. Take a breath. Breathe in. Breathe out. Money. That's right. Money. What was your first thought? What did you feel in your body? That is your truth. Whatever that came up for you, that is your truth. You hear me say, our only responsibility. Well, I say the number one responsibility is to tell the truth and live the truth. There's so much feelings and emotions around money. And here's a little another exercise, kind of connected to the first one. Money is fill in the blank. Money is fill in the blank. Fill in the blank while I take a sip of my tea. It's getting cold. You know I don't like cold tea or warm tea. Okay, I'll be right back. Just real quick second. Focus. There you go. I told you it won't take long. Money is, I dare you to share your stuff, 347-426-3346. What came up for you? Did you allow the answer to just rise up from within you? Or did you just pull on that spiritual goodness, you know? I learned in class that money is energy, and so that's what I'm going to put in there. I know that I feel something else, but I need to focus on that. First of all, you must tell yourself the truth in order to set yourself free. Say the truth. The truth will set you free. And if you don't tell yourself the truth, then what's happening? You're in bondage. Tell the truth. Live the truth. Oh, there's more. We're going to go deeper. We want to just move real slow. Because that's what I've been told, to go slow. When you allow yourself to receive information that is not conducive to the truth of who you are, that you are one with life, that source will always resource you you will deal with the consequences. A few days ago, the television was on, and they were debating the economy. I'm like, they're still debating this stuff? They're still debating the economy and talking about money things and the Obamacare that, and we don't have money for that. That's a lie anyway. It's a lie that we don't have money for this. I take money out of one thing and invest in prisons and take money from schools and invest in, you know, stuff, in war, in cracking down on drugs and all the things that we know we don't want in society. We put so much energy into it and we end up multiplying it. We spend more time talking about Miley Cyrus doing what she does because she can, as if your opinion really matters to her life existence. You forget about people who just did amazing work. They used their creative energy to inspire you. And the truth is, when people go, oh my God, that's just wrong. The more opinion people have about something, you can tell where their consciousness is. You can tell what they're focusing on. Let's just say, we're still talking prosperity because it's a consciousness. Let's just say Miley Cyrus does a video, go and apologize to the world for what she did. Is that going to really change your life? If you still have the same mind, yeah, well, I feel better now she apologized. It's like, come on, people. He ain't that deep. It's not. Where are you putting your energy? Do you value your energy? Money. Pick up the abundance book. Money. My own natural energy yield. Money, my own natural energy yield. The energy, your energy, what are you focusing on? Do you value it? Do you know that you are your money? You are your health. You are the miracle. You are the love that you desire. And you won't know it until you give it away. You won't really know it until you give your money, give your time, give your energy, give the an act of kindness. You only get to keep what you give away. Pick up the abundance book, John Randolph Price. Little book. There's more. Let's take a call. You got someone bold enough to say what comes up for them. Because when one person shares their story, we all benefit. You're listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show. The number is 347-426-3346. Today we're talking about prosperity consciousness. Money is not the issue, and we're supporting you to live your soul's intention. What is pissing you off right now? Whatever is pissing you off is getting in your way, blocking your energy. 347-426-3346. Press one on your keypad. Bring it to me. Whatever is pissing you, bring it. I'll help you dissolve it. Because I've got that kind of power. Glenda, how are you doing, my friend?
Hey, Ade, how are you?
Ooh, yeah, I'm excited. I said
I'll raise my hand. I'll let you debrief me. So here's the thing. With all that I know and all that I study, my blank came up when I said money is limited came up. And I didn't try to say, no, that's not. I was like, oh, okay, that's what came up. Okay, so then we need to work on that. That's what came up, the word limited.
Mm-hmm.
So.
First of all. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so I'm willing to say, okay, let's work on a part of me that apparently believes that.
Mm-hmm. You know, when you started talking, you said, with all that I know, with all that I believe, my blank, and I filled it in, was limited.
Mm-hmm.
Right there itself is the problem. Because if your experience with money has been of limitation, if any experience of limitation, then it's been part of the experience.
Mm-hmm.
But then when we start saying, with all that I know, I meditate, I do this, and I can't believe I'm still thinking limited. That's judgment.
Mm-hmm.
And when you are in judgment, you create more of that. And you can't really learn much because you're trying to hold on to a point of view that's not really true for you. So let's deal with this. Money is limited. Tell me more about that. Let's forget what you know, what you learn. Your truth, your personal truth is money is limited. Tell me more about that. Money is limited.
Well, okay, I won't filter. Okay. You know,
okay,
let me adjust the phone differently. That is coming from, okay, I work a certain amount of hours at my job that equals, you know, a certain amount that I get paid.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, that certain amount, you know, is determining what I do, like what I do with that money. So I guess I'll say using that definition in that realm. If I work X amount of hours, I'm going to make X amount of money. X amount of money means, okay, out of that, that's how I make my decisions in terms of what I'm going to buy or not buy.
Mm-hmm. So using that word decision, you are the one deciding that the money you can attract to yourself, bring to yourself, you're going to have at the end of the week, end of the month, is based only on the amount of hours you put in. That has nothing to do with money. You are the one saying that.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You have told yourself that first of all, you know, we know money is energy and it's everywhere. I mean, there's money everywhere right now. I saw something on the internet 2 weeks ago, about 2 weeks ago, this yacht that's like, they said it's as big, as long, longer than two football field, the American football, that is, for those who listen in another country. And it talks about how, I think it was like over, was it 200 million or something? Money exists. But you're saying that the money you're going to have is based on the time that you put in. That's it. So you are the one that declaration. Money is not limited. You are the one that's limited because you are limiting yourself. You are limiting the flow of money. There is a belief that the only way you can make money is based on the work that you do. And in this case, where's your job?
Okay, let's go with that. Yes, I'm in agreement. Yes, I do something and I receive money, so I'll extend it. Whether it is that I work at my job or whether it is that I, you know, offer some type of service. So this is interesting. So cool. So if money has nothing to do with it, then can I just breathe and money is going to come to me? Because I've been trying to figure that out for years all day.
Okay, good question.
Can I just, you know, go to the ocean or go sit on the grass outside and then,
mm-hmm.
God, abundance is everywhere, money is everywhere, and just sit there,
mm-hmm.
and money is going to come to me.
Okay. Can you? Can you just breathe and money will come to you?
Well, I don't know. Not based upon the beliefs that we're working through.
We said let's move on from that. So I'm moving on from that. So now you just said, okay, I get what you're saying. Now I'm limiting myself. But okay, let me ask you a question, life coach, Addy. Can I just breathe and be on the beach all day and money will come to me? So I'm saying, yeah, can money come to you? Just you breathing, sitting on the beach, and money come to you? Would money come to you? Can that happen? You just breathing that you're doing anyway now, if you're working or not, because you're not working right now, you're breathing.
You know what?
Ooh, Lord, what was that?
That actually could happen. I did have it happen once. Now that I think of
once. Like once as one day or
One time. A few years ago, I was going to the beach down here in Florida. That's when I was still visiting. And I was just focused on going to the beach. And a woman came up. No, I saw a woman that looked worried, and I asked her, what's wrong? She said she lost her keys. So I told her, why don't you walk on this path, you know, on the beach in the sand, and kick the sand at the side. Maybe the keys fell at the side and you can't see them. So I went, you know, I went and I sat down and, you know, I got myself comfortable and, you know, I'm looking at the water, you know, and she came back and said, I found my keys here, this is for you. So she ended up giving me $40 because she said she was so grateful. She had been on the beach for 45 minutes, and she couldn't find the keys, and no one helped her. So, yes, I did finish that one.
So you had an experience, let's make sure I'm clear, you had an experience where you were just breathing, sitting on the beach, and money came to you. And all you did was offer
I was breathing, but in addition to the breathing, I was compassionate, and I noticed someone in distress and approached her and asked her what's wrong. The question then, you know, like, had I not done that, would she have given me $40? Yes, I was breathing. I noticed someone in distress. I was compassionate. Inquired as to what was wrong, and as a result of that, I received money. But I wasn't thinking about receiving money. I was thinking about what, you know, how could I assist this person that looks like they were in distress?
There you go. When you became a channel, when you became open, when you allow yourself to be resourced, what was important to you was your well-being. And then you saw somebody else. You recognized that you have something to offer. You became the place where God gets to represent itself as compassion. And that compassion came back to you in the form of money and so much more. Because I know you felt good about yourself.
I did. And yeah, I felt it was magical. I was so happy that I was able to, you know, to help relieve that person's distress. She said, you know, she didn't know what to do. It was all of the keys, the house keys, the car keys, and, you know, she was really relieved that she found them.
Okay, so here's the question. The question you asked me, can you just breathe and sit on the beach and money will come and money comes to you? Is that possible?
Yes, it is possible.
Tell your ego to chew on that. Okay, great. So you're saying I'm limiting myself. Okay, let me ask you this, life coach Addy. That egoic mind, that human mind wants to say, but wait. See, the thing is, we've got to understand that we are part of something. We're so much more than our intellectual mind. Our intellectual mind only lives what's the word I'm looking for? Can only work out what's happening now based on what has happened in the past. What I read earlier to you, prosperity is the consciousness that is rooted in source, in divine mind, in the universe, in God, in love, as abundant, that life is abundant, God's abundant, everywhere present, unfailing, and it's available for everyone who is open, who opens himself up to it. In being compassionate, you open yourself up to the prosperity. Now, can you open yourself up and saying, It doesn't matter if I do 5 hours this month or 50 hours this month, money will come to me. Now, it's not just about, you know, because we could say the things, there's so many things we've said to ourselves about, yeah, okay, I am money, I am money, I am abundant, but I'm giving thanks. But we have to become one with that thought. If you really want to try something, you can experiment. Every so often, call in your job, and just go sit on the beach. I want to try this. I'm just going to sit here and breathe. And just enjoy the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's not even about calling away from work, practice. Just let's use what you got right now. You had or moving through a belief system that money will or can only come right now through based on the amount of hours you put in at work. Just sit with that for a minute. Sit with that, and I want to ask you this. Do you believe that you are supported by a friendly universe? Do you believe that?
Yes, I do believe that. Yes.
Do you believe that God or life or divine mind, that there's this higher power, that there is a presence that is taking care of you no matter what? Doesn't matter if you go to work or not. That's always you. Who you are is so important to this presence. It's not even attached to if you go to work or not. Do you really know that? Do you really believe that?
I do believe it.
But?
There are times. Yeah, because I didn't want to say but. Before I come back into that truth, I go through suffering, the worry or anxiety or, mm-hmm. Those feelings. It's interesting. I called today because I'm at a crossroads or I'm at the edge, so to speak, because I want to work on moving beyond what I said, that I feel that money is only going to come, that the amount of money that's going to come to me is limited to, the hours that I work. And as you were saying what you were saying, I started to get imagery of, well, Glenda, why don't you just do the things that you said that you wanted to do, in terms of some of the healing work that I wanted to do. Why don't you just go approach these centers, just go anyway without, like I was saying, okay, well, I have to have a proposal written. I have to have everything together. I have to know that they're going to pay me a certain amount. What was bubbling up was, why don't you just be as open as you were to this woman? You saw a need in someone and you were compassionate. Why don't you just go to these places where you already are drawn to be of service in some way and see what happens? That's what came up.
Which
makes more sense, the word is more in alignment with the belief that all is well and that money is everywhere and that you're supported, the universe is supporting you.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. Because when you believe something that sets you free and you don't put action to it,
mm-hmm.
It's just a nothing but an intellectual masturbation. That's all it is. It's like, oh, yes, I believe it. But when you really, really believe something, when you really know and you put action behind it, you can't help but give birth to what you really know. We try and squeeze this unlimited energy, this ever-present abundance, through a straw. The straw of my job, the straw of unemployment, the straw of whatever, the straw of I'm self-employed. And God said, just try me. Just try me. and I will bless you. You won't even have room enough to contain what I got for you. But I got to go to work. Just try me. Step into the consciousness that it's already done. Give of yourself. Give of your money. Give of your love. Give of your compassion. Give of yourself. Give of your time. Practice the principles. Live it. Be it. Then, while you go to work, what, maybe you do 40 hours a week, 40 hours a month, you still get to breathe and go to the beach. Mm-hmm. You still get to do your healing work. You still get to pull a card for somebody and say, oh, my God, thank you. Glenda, how did you know what I'm dealing with? And you said, well, you know, the answers are everywhere here. Go to my website or go to my PayPal account and make a donation rather than, oh, well, I don't want to have your money. Why not? Because I am learning that when we have a gift and we don't, how do I put this? And we, I'm just going to say it and then I'll clarify later if I need to. And we don't support people to be accountable for the gift that they receive, mm-hmm. when they're enabling them. And mm-hmm. you're a regular listener to my show. Confession time here. You're a regular listener to my show. You know, Celeste normally talks about a donation. And if you've noticed, last few weeks I've been saying it. It took a long time for me to get to where I'm at. Because I've got to a point saying, listen, what I'm giving is of value. This is, if you will, if you want to call it that, my day job. This is what I do. It takes money to have this happening. Blog Talk Radio, we pay for it. Music we play, there's something, some music we have to pay for. So when someone gets through a reader, through a coaching, and I just say, well, all is well. And then, you know, I don't give them an opportunity to give back. I'm enabling them. And I'm not valuing my own energy. So, yes, what is in you that wants to be birthed? What gift do you have? What wants to come out of you as compassion? And then value your energy enough to ask for what you want because you're already given. So when you see, sometimes people say, well, you should just trust. Yeah, that's true. But sometimes you've got to remind some people because on a spiritual level, in consciousness, there's still a little child. There's still a baby. Just as you remind your children, you can't say, well, I'm going to trust that my child, they're 4 years old. They're going to brush their teeth in the morning and get ready for school, and they'll be ready when I'm ready. So, no, I just trust. Of course not. True support. I can brush your teeth. Let's go right now. It's time for breakfast. You know, I'm just going to trust that they know they're hungry. You can do that. Is it working for you? But you have so many gifts. I know you shared it before, and you're talking. Try it out. Don't take my words for it. Give of yourself. When we hold back from ourselves. We hold back our blessings. We become like a security guard at a concert, like holding people back from going to the superstar. your prosperity is a superstar. But your mind, you say, well, I don't know, maybe not right now. Well, I don't know. You're holding all the blessings back. Wait, not right now, because I want to protect the prosperity. I don't want it to be contaminated. But it's like, no, let go.
Mm-hmm. It makes so much sense. Really.
Really.
It makes so much sense. Really. It makes a lot of sense about something that I was about to do that I was checking out last night that gave me a big time headache.
Mm-hmm.
And now that headache is gone because it's almost so simple and right in front of me that,
yes,
you know, I couldn't really see it.
And headache is a good reminder that we're resisting, that we're holding back, that we're not open up, that we're blocking something from coming through.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to practice what I preach, and you are invited to make a donation to Life Conversations Radio. You know how to do it. It's an invitation.
Okay.
I'm practicing what I preach.
Okay. Good exercise for me, too.
That's right. That's right. I am not interested in talking about it if I ain't preaching, if I'm not living it.
I hear you.
I'm not attached to if you do or don't. I'm practicing what I preach. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank
Every time I
thank
say thank you.
You,
I thank you. Every time I say thank you, it just reminds me of Jimmy Fallon. And I did that one time, and a friend of mine said, "You just messed it up." Well, and for those of you who watch Jimmy Fallon, he does this thing where he, I think it's something to do with Twitter. No, it's not Twitter. It's just different news anyway. And says, I can't remember this segment. It had something, but it probably was on YouTube. I don't know. It's not that deep. But anyway, he would have somebody play this sort of music in the background, and he pull out a little envelope and a pen, and he would pause, and he would go do this slow movement and pen to paper, and the music start. Thank you, Honey Boo Boo, for something, something, something. You know, I'm making that up. Something like that. Thank you, President Obama, for. So anyway, every time I say thank you, I think of him. Whew, there's more. Because I was downloading stuff this morning. Maybe we'll get to it. Let's take a break. Let's take a break. How many of you see yourself in the gift that Glenda shared with us? Maybe you disagree. Maybe you see it differently. Maybe you have another insight. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. The other thing I want to talk about when we come back. I want to talk about this. I want to ask you a question. Do you love money? Do you love money? Tell the truth. What came up for you? Don't lie. Don't you dare lie to me, boy. Now, that could bring up all kind of energy for folks. It did for me. Don't lie to yourself. Are you just going to be left lying on the ground while everybody's walking past you? We're going to take a break. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Addy Radio Show. And we're here Monday to Wednesday, 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern. All the shows are archived. And we invite you to share the show. And we invite you to donate to Life Conversations Radio by going to lifeconversationsmedia.com or go to the fan like page. Life Conversations Radio and or Ask, I'm trying to do some list. Well, the like pages, Life Conversations Radio or Ask Life Coach at a radio show. We have a responsibility. Okay, I got to say this before I take a break. It's coming up. Watch this. Bishop Eddie Long, watch this. Especially those of us who are in the healing field, to be an example of what it means to value our energy and not support the same mindset that leaves us stuck. And even if you want to agree that a gift from God, you shouldn't have to pay for a gift from God, good. I can go with you on that. But whoever is contributing to you, whoever made himself available to deliver the gift of God, well, pay for the building they're in. Pay for their lunch. Offer your time to do their website. Take, you know, give them a gift. Maybe you're good at something. Create something that you're good. Take them a cupcake. Send them a card. And those of us who are doing this work, we all have to be the example. Blaspheme is talk about how we are supported by a friendly universe, and then when we finish doing the work, we're with our friends, like, you know, I'm struggling. I don't know, I'm going to make it. No more for this one. We're taking a break. We'll be back. We're daring you to live your best life as we ask you, do you love money? Do you really love money?
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Presence is everywhere. Love is everywhere. Peace is everywhere. Joy is everywhere. These are eternal qualities, not merely the absence of conflict. These are eternal qualities that are real, but they need instrumentalities through which to express truth.
From Agape International Spiritual Center in Los Angeles, California, a visionary, author, one of the teachers of The Secret.
Everything is energy. Energy is never destroyed, never created, and it becomes exactly what you put your attention on. And it's enough for everyone.
Dr. Michael Bernard Beckwith and Ricky Byers Beckwith are coming to Atlanta's Hillside International Truth Center with Living from the Overflow, How to Embody a Consciousness of Wealth, Saturday, September 7th.
So we are not here to beg God to come down and give us a miracle. You are the miracle. You're the miracle already. And the present is waiting for you to up-level your filaments, your wattage, so that that which is potential, that is everywhere, can have access so that you can express it.
This soul-filled, thought-provoking workshop will teach you ways to cultivate a spiritual understanding of authentic wealth, how to activate the law of abundance in all areas of your life, how to set your intention and focus your attention, your ticket to transformation. Michael Bernard Beckwith at Hillside, Saturday, September 7th. Tickets are only $42, representing Hillside's 42nd anniversary. Get tickets and more at hillsideinternational.org.
God of my spirit, supreme.
Hi, this is Mark Hussin, founder of 12radio.com, and I'm here to support Life Coach Ade. I like what Life Coach Ade does. I like the Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and I like the message that's given out. If you like the message and you have a product that you'd like to also announce that would reach like-minded people, consider sponsoring the show. The pricing is great and details will be given after this message. Keep spreading the love, guys. Thank you so much.
That's right. For more information, send an email to radio@lifeconversationsradio.com. Radio@lifeconversationsradio.com.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? If you did the unexpected? Would you feel scared? Proud? Relieved? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Or assisting an entrepreneur in Ukraine to launch her small business? Or creating a support group in Malawi for children orphaned by AIDS? What if you established your own path, one that others might follow? Would you rather make your own way or spend your life saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Many blessings to you too, Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. We already been sourced, resourced by the Source. We're one with the one. The fact that you're alive, the fact that you can listen to this conversation right now, that is part of your prosperity consciousness. That just lets you know all that you need is right here. You just got to let go of some of those facts that you have about life, about yourself. It's BS to believe that the only way you can make money is by having a job. If there ever was a time to not have a job, this is the perfect time, because when you don't have a job, just over broke, J-O-B, it gives you the perfect opportunity, if you choose, to think, how can I give of myself? What is in me that I want? What's in me that wants to be birthed right now? What do I have to offer the world? It doesn't always mean we got to quit our jobs. Sometimes, maybe. But we must do the inner work, spiritual practice, and spiritually live it, because you're part of a spiritual universe. And if you're not doing your spiritual work and you're not practicing, then you are out of alignment with a spiritual universe. It would be like a different language going to a country where they speak a different language from what you're used to. You might know how to say hello and thank you and that, but if you don't understand the language, it's going to be challenging. You're going to stick with people that just speak your language. You're like, I came from home to go to another country to enjoy my vacation. Now I'm still talking to the same people. What's going on? I want to experience something new. You got to learn the language. You got to learn the vibration. Did you want to become, did you want to really, I mean, just really be an example of what you know to be true? You got to give it all you got. You gotta say, this spiritual growth, this spiritual practice, this whole thing about spirituality and who I am, it's the most important for me, I'm going to do everything to be an example of it, or else I am not even talking about it. I'm going to find out for myself. And this whole thing about love, love is the greatest healer, and love is freedom, and love is acceptance, and love heals all things. Do you love money? Well, wait a minute now. What kind of question is that? Do I love money? Didn't they say the love of money is the root of all evil? Bullshit. It is bullshit. And that's where it belongs. Recycle it. Spread that information on the grass, on the ground, so it can be recycled. You can't love something and what you read becomes evil. It is impossible. When you give from a place of love, when you love someone, it comes back to you. Love comes back to you in many ways. Sometimes it's not through that channel. When you put love into something, so if you don't love money, therein lies your problem. Celeste, a moment. I'm coming, Celeste. I'm coming to you. Just bear with me here. I'm just feeling this. I shared in a mentoring group that I'm in with Reverend Deborah Johnson, and I told her some of my stories, my opportunity to grow experiences that I'm having with money, and I went into details, and at the end, when I finished, she said, "Do you love money?" I mean, that question threw me off guard. I thought she was talking to somebody else. So I was like, "Is she talking to me? You talking to me?" I said, "Whoa, Reverend D, when you said that, it caught me off guard. What do you mean, do I love money?" She said, "Yeah, do you love money?" And I said, "Well, yes, but then I feel like there's a part of me saying I don't." She was able to share with me that thought, that belief system itself is the root of all evil. She didn't say that, but I say that now. That's the root of the evil. Evil is believing in separation. Me feeling like I'm separated from this ever-present abundance, resources, this unfailing energy of good. And then she reminded me of one of my ancestors, a deep man. Never really got to meet him, but he left a great legacy. His name is George Washington Carver. Actually, I have a longer quote here. See if I can find it. Where's? I just checked my email because I'm trying to pull up something that I have in my. I got to tell y'all, folks, for those who want to know. I wonder, maybe some of you are like, "I can't believe he asked you to donate." Or say, yeah, that would be good. Well, she did. Glenda put her money literally where her mouth is and where her fingers. Thank you, Glenda. Thank you. Okay, so let's read that quote. "I bless all that happened for you to get to where you are, and I see more coming back to you." Where is that quote? So let's, do you have it? The one about George Washington Carver? Oh, here it is. I got it. Don't worry. And I'm going to bring you on for Celestial Moment in a minute. Yeah, prosperity. My ancestor. Yeah, it's nice to be connected to him and related to him. He's a great man. He said, "Anything will give up its secrets if you love it enough." Not only have I found that when I talk to the little flower or to the little peanut, they will give up their secrets, but I have found that when I silently commune with people, they give up their secrets also, if you love them enough. And the same law works for money. love money, if you love money enough, it will give up its secret. It will tell you, come here, let's go on a secret date. Go ahead, I got you. Just, if you need me, I'll be right there. Don't worry. Don't worry that I'm not by your side. Oh, trust me, I'm about to. Oh, Lord, just love me so much. I just want to ship out. Now, let's go back to that BS belief system that the love of money is the root of all evil. No, it's the attachment. When you attach to money, I can't let it go. I don't have enough. I hope I get enough. I hope there's more. If I don't have it, I'll be kicked out. Oh, my God, money this, money that. I know, but money. The attachment to that lack thinking is the root of all evil. The fear of money. Oh, money brings out the worst in people. Oh, I don't want money. I just want to be happy. Well, what can I do with money? I can't take money when I die. Well, nobody told you to. So we ain't interested in what you can do with it. It's like, all right, money is energy. And no matter how much you can come up with intellectual, I don't know, banter to prove a point, you find that you're still in the same place. So why don't you just let it go? Fall in love with money. Fall in love with yourself. Falling in love with money is falling in love with energy. If you attack, I've got to fall in love with money so I can have money, then you're still missing it. Just be grateful. Whatever you have on you now, if you have some money on you right now, if you can pull it out, just look at it and give thanks for it. Give thanks for it. Love it. Love without conditions. Do you love money without conditions? Not the love attachment, not the kind of love, romantic love, where I love you so you belong to me. Let's exchange rings, and you can't look anywhere else anymore. If you dare think about somebody else, oh, you're in trouble. No! It's the love that sets you free. Love without conditions. Can you love money without conditions that you're so grateful? Then you love money if you have it or don't have it on you, because it flows in and it flows out. Let go of your attachment to money, of using it to define who and what you are. Move the belief system of, I can't do what I really want to do because I don't have this, or I don't have that, or I don't. No, just say, there's somebody out there who can support me with this idea. There's somebody. And if you, here's another book you can pick up if you really want to do some work. The Energy of Money by Maria Nemeth. I got it right this time. I interviewed her, was it last week? Not last week. What? Well, I guess it feels like it. Last year. And I had some challenge with her last name. Nemeth. The Energy of Money, Maria Nemeth. N-E-M-E-T-H. A Spiritual Guide to Financial and Personal Fulfillment. So if you wasted money on $200 per shoes that you only wear from the car to the building, and then you take it off, what's wrong with you? If you got stuff in the closet that you say one day is my motivation to lose weight, stop it. Get something you can wear now you look good in. Stop being mad at other people because they're asking you, are you pregnant? That's right, I said it. Just say no. I'm not pregnant. I am. Or say yes, I am pregnant. I'm pregnant with God ideas, and I can't wait to give birth to all these ideas. You see it? Oh, I'm so glad you really see me. Whew. Okay. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Use me, oh, Lord, use me. Okay, we're ready for a celestial moment in a minute. There's so much. You know, you got to laugh a little. Just relax. And all that rational mind and debate that you do, give it up. God ain't interested in you proving a point. You ain't interested in you proving a point that you're right about you not having enough. You ain't interested. Sometimes people say, I get my own damn nerves because, God, I just wish I could break through this. Because you know you ain't interested in your own BS. I'm changing. I'm being different. Because my life depends on it. And I, today, Ade Anifowishi, or Ade Anifowishi, that's a whole different conversation, I'm declaring that I will never, don't use the word never, that's kind of, don't set yourself up. I'm declaring that I am going to always appreciate the energy that I give out and never keeps coming back. Okay, well, we're just going to have to use it. And never apologize. And if I do, I forgive myself. And never apologize for the energy that I give, for what I'm asking from the universe, what I have to offer. I'm declaring I give up apologizing for who I am. I give up apologizing for expressing myself. I give up apologizing for just being on this planet. And I certainly give up saying, oh, my God, what are people going to say? I give that up. People are going to say something. And if we're just focusing on money right now, let's just focus on money and bring Miley Cyrus into this conversation. You probably increased her money worth right now because she became more popular. More people looked her up. More people read about her. And everything is energy. And what you focus on multiplied. So people go to Miley Cyrus. So if you were able to scan the energy of the planet, you're like, what is that over there? What is that plus? What is so much energy? You're blessing her with your thoughts, even while you think you're criticizing her. Oh, I'm done. Let me leave that alone. Celeste, you tell me what to do. I'm not leaving nothing alone. I just let it flow. Celeste, tell me what you want. Do you want to take the call or we do Celeste a moment? Actually, let me bring you on. Let me just bring you on. And you can tell me what to do. So should we do Celeste a moment or take the call, Celeste?
Today, we don't have to do a Celeste a moment. You are like purely downloading. But I think you should take the call. I do have some other questions for you. And if we have time, I don't want to stop your flow. And you've got people, family, in the chat room who's just rooting you on. Baduri, Ayana, just heard some chains breaking and falling. Yes, you being used for real today. You got Lulu Santos in the house. You got some Tamara Joy, Denise Yvette, all these silent listeners that, you know, I'm sending you up. Sweet Tea from D.C. is on the line. Tanya, Glowing Gooch over there. And Love and Happiness has jumped from the chat room to your phone lines. I think we need to go right there. But may I may I add something, though?
Can I tell you something?
I really, 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 really learned my lesson about Miley Cyrus. Today, you are so right on in what you're saying. Energetically, you know, regardless of if it's negative or positive energy, that girl, that woman is getting a lot of energy. And guess what? It came right back and hit me in the face. I'm sitting up here feeling all holy moly and righteous in what I was experiencing and turned around and had an experience where I was judged as kind of promoting and seeking attention. And I'm like, well, how did that get on me? And I had a friend. You've been tearing up Miley Cyrus for at least 2 days, young lady. How do you think that's not going to come back on you? Cut it out. Send love.
Got it.
I can talk about everybody else, but I'm saying I got popped in the face, and I didn't even twerk. Okay, I'm done.
You're twerking. And so I'm just twerking, and it came back with me. But we only get to keep what we give away. So whatever you judge or criticize is going to come back to you. Now, Celeste, the flow, there's always time. We got questions that were emailed, I know. But what you downloaded is going to come to you through Celestial Moments, just as important. So the people who have the question, if they pay attention, they will have their answer. And if we get you, we get you. Let's go to the call. And after love and happiness.
Okay.
You're like my hype man, hype woman. Don't get me started. Okay, we'll come back to you after love. Stop it. Oh, yeah. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. See, my voice coach said I to save my voice. I got a concert later. Lord, what's your rule? What's your other name? Love and happiness. Come on now, uncloak yourself.
It's love and happiness.
It's love and happiness. It is. Indeed, as long as you believe it. How are
you? Yes. I'm good. How are you guys?
Very well. What's your question?
Good. Celeste's hilarious. She wasn't twerking. So I have a question. I have a question, and, you know, it's surrounding financial situations and family, and I've noticed some things over the past couple of years with my family specifically in terms of how they handle money and budgets and, you know, kind of really having the mentality of if you need it and I have it, I'll give it, but tending to kind of put themselves in a hole themselves. And that's just been something that my, you know, my family has done, you know, for as long as I can remember. But my question,
put themselves in a hole, you mean they put themselves in a hole by giving to somebody else when they don't have enough?
Exactly.
Okay, got it. Okay.
Exactly. And so my question is specifically around, I found myself in a situation where I was in a hole, and, you know, it was the opportune time for our family to help me out financially with certain situations. I'm now back on my feet and, you know, paying back that, you know, those monies that they've provided. But I recently had a conversation with my mom, and she said that, you know, she felt like I should be providing more or giving more because she, you know, for whatever reason, thought that that should be the case or whatever have you. And I guess my question is that, you know, at what point do you give and you continue to give because it's the right thing to do, versus giving and not trying to be in the same situation that my family has constantly found themselves in over the past couple of years?
Mm-hmm. Very good question. Very good question. We all get to feel and choose where we're giving from. If you're giving from a place of, well, they gave to me and I got to give back to them. Well, it's like literally we're convincing ourselves, well, if they have it, they'll give it. I guess I go here. When you're giving from a place of obligation, you're just energizing that obligation energy, because I don't even know if obligatory. No, never mind. You get that energy of feeling obligated, you energize it. So the truth is, your mind will do what the mind does, but you can also pray. You can also meditate. You can also listen to that inner guidance. Like, okay, I got this certain amount of money. Someone is asking for it. If you feel like you just can't figure it out, get still and ask for guidance. Ask for guidance. And it's some people, sometimes people say, you don't have to ask for signs. But some people say, God, show me a sign. You didn't get a sign to give everything you got. It now gives you an opportunity to practice what you know to be true. Now, if you've seen a pattern in your family members and they give from a place of, or maybe they feel obligated, or it's a good thing, quote unquote, good things, good as in looking good. We're doing it so people could think we're good, we're nice. That's not real giving. Real giving is giving from a place of there is more, and you are not attached to if the money comes back, if the person gets back to you or not. Giving without conditions. Well, I'm going to give them this money, and I'm going to see how they're going to use it. I'm going to look. Now, you also, which is what you're doing there, you have an opportunity to heal that energy that you recognize. And if you recognize it, it lives in you. So as you heal the energy, do not allow anybody or even yourself to shoot on you. Your mom has full rights to think you should contribute. but that's just what she thinks. You have to always go by your own internal guidance. And you may give to your mom or somebody, your family members, when they didn't even ask for it, or when they ask for it. But when you give from a place of overflow, that's why we do our spiritual work. You give from a place that you are one with the one, that your prosperity, your abundance, your worth is not in $10, $50, $1,000, whatever, $2,000, $50,000.
Mm-hmm.
Because if someone said, "I need a hug," we don't say, "Oh, wait a minute, I'm low on hugs this week. I don't know. If I give you a hug, that's one less hug for somebody else." Do we just reach out and give them a hug? Give them a place where you're not even thinking, from a place of abundance.
Mm-hmm.
So what I would say is recognize the energy. Ask yourself if there's judgment of your family members, because you, from your perspective, you feel like they give to look good, and then they put themselves in a bind, because when there's conditions, we end up putting ourselves in a bind anyway. But when we give without conditions, there's freedom. So they put themselves in a bind. Now, if ask yourself, would you really judge them? Maybe it may not come out your mouth, but it could be that subtle. I'm never going to be like that. That's just ridiculous. A lot of people do that. Whatever. Then we should recognize when you tell the truth, you can forgive yourself and you can forgive them.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe even recognize that that energy was passed on to them. Maybe their parents taught them that. Maybe their great-grandparents. Right. Right. So your responsibility is to be able to heal that. Forgive it and move on. And you choose to be different. Choose to go within. Give from a place of overflow, so you're never tapped. You never feel like, oh, my God, I don't have any more left. That means connecting yourself to the ever, the inexhaustible good of life. And then you give because you want to give, not because someone is cheating on you.
Yep. Nope, you're right.
What's
think it's
question?
Also about balance and fear.
Okay.
And
say that again?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was saying I think it's, you know, I do have to just kind of sit and meditate and pray about it, because I think also I might be operating from a position of fear as well, you know.
Okay.
Fear of what they, you know, what they might think or what they might say, fear of me pushing back, because I am that person that, you know, I have been that person where it's like, you know, I have it, I give, and I'm one of those people where if I give and I have it, you know, I give from my heart, and I'm not necessarily expecting, you know, it back. If I have it and I can afford to give it, I give it, or whatever have you. But, you know, different strokes for different folks, so I think that this might be an eye-opening experience in terms of what their ideals are.
That's right.
And not that I have any intentions of not doing that. That's what I'm working towards. But, you know,
I get it.
And also, I think it's one of those things where it's like when you help to supplement other people's income for their lifestyle choices. And I kind of feel like that it might be moving towards that situation. And I, you know, I struggle with being an enabler versus giving unconditionally. And now I think I'm at the point where, you know, inside it's telling me, you know, you need to look at this from a different set of eyes, because I might, you know, be thinking I'm giving freely, but I might be being an enabler. So that's just kind of where I'm struggling from. So, I mean, I'm definitely going to continue to pray and meditate.
Two things you said, and we got time to go through this. So has there been times where you've enabled somebody because you think it's a good thing to do, and then you end up leaving yourself in a bind?
I haven't necessarily or whatever from a financial standpoint, because like I said, I give and I know when I'm typically.
Slow up. Let's go with that for a minute. Have you given money to people and you've enabled them because you were trying to look good? You were trying to say, I don't want to think I don't care. I don't want to be on.
Yes, probably. Yes.
Come on, let me ask you a question again. Have you enabled somebody of giving money because you were worried about what they're going to say about you, but something in you was like, no, love and happiness. It's all about love and happiness, but you're from fear and looking good. Mm-hmm. Your neighbors by giving them money. Tell the truth.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right, but you know, we're told that that's not enabling. We're told when that's family that that's love.
Slow down, baby girl. I got you. Trust me, I understand. I've been posting shows on Blog Talk Radio, through Blog Talk Radio, since 2008.
Mm-hmm.
I have recently been bold enough to be able to tell people to donate to the radio network.
Mm-hmm.
And then I talk to friends, you know, people text me, I get email how my show is changing their lives, and I'm like, donations beginning, but people don't really donate. I mean, I've got some donations. Not to say people have never donated. But I'm like, I don't understand it. It's simple. You didn't want to ask, Life Coach Otto. You were trying to look good. You didn't want people to call you asking for money. He must have lack issues. I was enabling myself and others and not supporting ourselves to grow. We all have to step up, and we must slow it down. So it doesn't matter what they told us. If what they told us or taught us is not working for us, we need to wake up and stop it. And it's not even about this, well, you know, no. If you know, if they are stabbing you and you're leaking life force, you're leaking blood, and you're like, oh, they love me, but they're stabbing me, it's hurting. But they love me. I can't believe it. I feel like I'm going to pass out. But they love me. What is that?
Yeah, but no, that's exactly how I feel like I can't breathe. Because
you,
I know what that means for me and my future, so... Yeah, I know.
We need you. You need you to be alive. You need you to survive. So it's time for you to just say, let's just stop right here. Love and happiness.
Mm-hmm.
And the declaration that we're regardless of our money, time, and talent, and energy is going to come from a place of love and happiness. Not from a place of, oh, I don't want them to judge me. Do your spiritual work, forgiveness work, and give from a place of overflow. And if you don't have, you don't have. And even when nobody's asking, you don't have, it's okay. There's a lesson there to be learned as well. And if you're using this love and happiness, life is going to say, she knows who she is. Let's see how much she knows about who she is. So now, love and happiness is not just about what you give to others, but it really starts with you. Give from a place of love without condition. And don't worry about what they said, and don't let nobody shoot on you, because adult diapers is too expensive. Ain't nobody interested in that. Ain't nobody got time for that.
You're funny today. No, I hear you. Okay.
So, what's your new declaration? What is your new declaration around money? What is your new declaration today around money as it relates to money? What's your new declaration? No meaning, nothing. Whoa, stop for a minute. Love and happiness. Take a breath. Breathe with me. Just breathe. Breathe in. Relax. You're helping everybody listening, so don't worry about what they think about you. They don't really know you. You're not really using your real name. We love you, love and happiness, but nobody really knows who you are. Only people who know you. You about that. No, you already know you. They know what you're dealing with. So, breathe in. Relax. Relax. Breathe in and breathe out. Listen to your heart. What is your new declaration around money and giving of your energy? What's your new declaration?
That when I do give, I give with an open heart, not any expectations or because of fear or acceptance.
Awesome. So, love and happiness, your declaration is, from this day forth, I give from a place of open-heartedness. I give with an open heart. That's it.
I gave with an open heart.
That's it. When you have an opportunity to give, whatever it is, money, time, talent, ask yourself, am I giving from a place of open heartedness? Is my heart really open? Am I expecting something in return, like the God and give me something back? Let that be your reference point until it becomes real simple that you don't even have to think about it.
Mm-hmm. Thank
you,
Dad.
If you give from somewhere else, you're very welcome. Thank you for being vulnerable and sharing your gifts, because others can benefit. They will benefit from it too. Yeah, I'm sure. I'm not looking at chat, but I'm sure people are saying, okay, I should tell my story. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Love you, brother. You're welcome. Life is good. It's getting better. Let's see. We got time to do the celestial moment. yeah, you know, I say yes. Thank you, Badori. He said, Ade, this is root work. You are truly pulling up some root issues with money. Yes, we're all part of the matrix. We've been sold all kind of stuff, and we can't shake it off. Sometimes you need a ritual. Sometimes you need to take a bath. In some healing baths. In some of just lay hands on you. The name of Jesus. All right, let's do celestial moment. In the name of the divine, in the name of the goddess, in the name of truth, in the name of love, you are free. We got time for you. We got time for celestial moment. Y'all don't hear me?
She looks like the younger sister of the Oracle. Priestess Baduri Ayana favors the Oracle in the Matrix, the first one. She looks like her baby sister.
Well, she is the Oracle.
She walks
past you, and you're like, whoa, what was that? And you turn around and she's even there. It's like, I swear some woman just went by me. I saw her. She was in white. She had a head wrap. I swear. What just happened? Am I losing my mind? Yes.
I need to see her. I need to see her. All right, priestess. You know, I'm not going to bust her out, but she'll be making her presence known very shortly on Life Conversations Radio Network, a.k.a. the Ask Life Coach Today Radio Show. Let me go ahead and do my celestial moment.
I just want to say this, because after celestial moment, we're going to release the show. I just want to thank everyone who's listening right now, those who are listening in the archive, Glenda and Love and Happiness, those of you that called in, thank you for being part of this healing. I need it, you need it, and I am so, so grateful.
Yeah. Okay, can you hang out for a little bit? Can you just stay with me during my celestial moment? Because sometimes you disappear, but I want you here. Is that okay?
Okay. I'm going to get a little bit closer to you. Okay. Come on,
okay,
be
thank
sure.
you. Okay. Thank you. I'm so much love. I'm feeling the love. I needed it too, y'all. Anyway, today I'm going to do like a shortened version.
Let's go. Oh, you're going to do one voice. Okay, no, I'm being silly. You're going to go like five. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I got you. So, good afternoon, family. In case you don't know me, I am Celeste Morgan, and I bring you the celestial moment of the day. Now, today, the energy of the day equals 5. The number 5 is ruled by Mercury, the planet of communication, speech, and messages. 5 is the freedom lover and also brings challenge, but it's not afraid of change. Now, 5 comes with a power pack of goodies that I really want us to pay attention to. There is the High Priest or the Hierophant, which usually stands for authority and conformity to systems and rules and regulations. But if you follow Mother Peace Tarot, you understand the only authority that you have to truly respect is the divine presence within you. Now, the Hierophant, which is 5, is astrologically connected to the sign of Taurus, the bull, which gives you extra energy. Yes, the bull is stubborn, because the bull knows what it wants to do. We just need to respect that, and I am not biased. I just happen to be a Taurus. Now, five is also the bear in medicine cards, which reminds us to go within, for the bear's gift is the gift of introspection. Now, let's pay attention to our fifth chakra, that's our throat chakra, and when it's balanced, you have the authority to speak your truth in love. Now, the letters connected to the number five are E, N, and W. So words like ecstasy, now, and winner connect us to the magical power of number five. And since Life Coach today had on the amazing guest yesterday, Senju Earthlyn Marcel Emmanuel from the creator of the Black Angel cards, and she gave me permission to play with her cards the way that I'm about to, I'm going to introduce you to the fifth card of this Black Angel. It's the Dancer. That's where we're going to put our spotlight today. The Dancer features a woman of African descent with one leg on the ground and the other one in the air. She has on a flowing dress that does not limit her movement. You can feel her secret rhythm of gliding in the world with spirit and intuition. She is bringing forth all her soul has to offer. She does so with complete abandon. So what kind of mother is she? She is one that is free from limitations. Indeed. Now, there's some paths that she can walk. When she is free and has no limitations, she says yes to life creations. When she's awake, she's creative. And when she is asleep, she is passive. This is an ebb and flow. It doesn't have to be wrong or right. But if it is not in alignment with your soul's journey, she will invite more doubt. So, the question is, what are you birthing today? Are you making your heart happy? Root yourself in the belief that what you have to offer is worthy, no matter what others say or feel. Passivity is life without movement, and it's time to parent ourselves with love and compassion, regardless of the stories from our earthly parents. Revival as a dancer is to welcome home the soul by releasing all of who you are into your creations. Are you ready? Get set. Let's dance. That's the story of five, the dancer of the Black Angel cards. All is well. Speak soon for another celestial moment.
Yes, indeed. We're reminding us to dance with life so we may experience abundance. Abundance abounds. There's so much more. Just dance. Be flexible. Be fluid. Create. Move with the creativity that is you. Thank you, Celeste. Thank you.
I'll save these questions. You did answer.
Yeah. We'll deal with that whenever we deal with that. Okay. So anyway.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. We're going to go out with Destiny Muhammad. And yes, we invite you to contribute to Life Conversations Radio by going to lifeconversationsmedia.com. There's a donate button, or you can find a donate button on the like pages. Life Conversations Radio like page. If you already liked it, you already know what I'm talking about. Or ask Life Coach at a radio show like page. Donate. And don't let your mind play games on you. You have freedom. You don't have to. But I'm just blood, which in alignment with my declaration. And I had a conversation with a friend, and I said, donate. She had the money, and then she was like, well, I can't give that much. That's too little. The mind will play games. Sometimes if you got a dollar, donate a dollar. Not just for new people who are touching you, who help you see things differently, who nurtured you. A dollar can make a difference. If 1,000 people donate a dollar, that's something. So don't charge what you have. Be free. Be jubilant. Dance. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. I will see you tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern. And share the show. Listen again. I sure will be. Be love. It is the essence of who you are. Be true to yourself. You deserve it. And be loved, beloved. Destiny Muhammad. This is Grace. What a show. Thank you all for your energy. Thank you for your authenticity and being vulnerable. Even if you didn't call in. May your life be prosperous. May you be a blessing to the world and to yourself. I'm out of here, and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow, 12 p.m. Peace and blessings.
Sustaining grace. Amazing grace.
Amazing grace. There's nothing you can do to deny blessings. You just got to open up. We're out of here. For real this time. Mark Victor Hansen.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.